Doug, why did you want to be a part of this alumni game when Dave contacted you?
Well, I think if you saw the people out there, I think that's a pretty big reason. And, you know, being with these guys, I haven't seen a lot of them for a lot of years. And just being in this event, you know, against the team we're going to play against is not only a novelty, it's a thrill. We want to win.
What was it like out there?
It was good fun. I mean, you hope that you have a little more jump tomorrow. Let's put it that way.
Are you on the skates?
I coach, so I don't, but I don't push it hard at all. So we'll draw on everything on Saturday, that's for sure.
What do you remember about this classic Oilers Jets face-off?
You know what, it was, we weren't intimidated by them. We knew them so well. I mean, scouting was so good. We were so prepared. Obviously, they were just a great hockey club, you know, one of the best of all time. And a group of guys like that, they get together. Every game playing against them was a challenge, and it was back then, and that's what we were prepared to do. But we were confident. We knew we were a goal or two a play here away, and we just seemed to never be able to crack that ice. Came close a couple times, but we thought a couple cups would have been ours, but nope, they were too good.
Does this remind you of those Saturday mornings where they'd have the open practice once a year? Or?
You know what? It kind of did, yeah. It was good fun. I mean, seeing the kids and seeing the jerseys and seeing the people, it was... It's Winnipeg, you know, it's Winnipeg, and it's rare.
Well, you touched on it with the Oilers, but do you spend a lot of time thinking what ifs, or maybe
no,
they had that cup?
No, you know what, every time you're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, you look down at your empty ring finger, right? And you would have loved to have one. And, you know, I think looking back, we were, like I said, I think we had three Stanley Cup contenders in 10 years on a low-budget team and a place where it was difficult. You know, at times, but you know, our fan draw wasn't the greatest all the times, but passionate nonetheless, and we were closer than most people think, two or three times. So we take some solace in that.
What do you think of the Jets returning to Winnipeg? Do you follow them closely? Or?
You know, I watched what Mark did with the Moose, watched what he did in building and preparing, and I know Mark marginally, and I know that he carries himself with a lot of passion, a lot of heart, a lot of commitment, responsibility, and seeing what he did to get the team back here and scoop up Atlanta, and fabulous, absolutely fabulous, well-deserved. He's done a magnificent job, as well as all his staff and everything, to put the team back here, and they're fully accounted for in the NHL again.
What were your initial thoughts, when you heard that this alumni game was getting together?
You know what, a little pitter-patter. You know, it would have been fun, thought about it, you know, it would be nice to get that call. And, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, weren't calling Dale. Some guys called Dale, but, you know, most guys just left him be, knew he had a tough job to select guys to play and guys that could play. So it was good. It was a nice, refreshing thing, and saying, wow, that would be fun to do. So
what was that call like when, I'm assuming Dale called you up and said, we're getting the gang back together?
He said, he just said, you know, he said, we talked a few times over the years, and he just said, Butchie, he said, you want to play? I go, absolutely. End of story. So we talked for a while after that, and it was good.
Have you been down to the stadium yet to see what it's like?
I have not. My wife, we've been married 11 years, so she never got to experience my career, and we flew over yesterday, and you could see the ice preparing. I pointed it down to her. I said, look, that's where, and she, you know, she got a little teary-eyed. I said, would have been so fun to be here during your career, and so it'll be good for her tomorrow.